So you already know what time it is. It's Caroline Shine. And we're gonna handle this now. For you, all y'all.
What side you on? What you pushing? What you pull up in? What you pull off in?
Hey,
what you pull off in? When that work is heavy, is you 4 to 7? Is you 4 to 7? Put that lift kit on it. Woo. Now you ready? Is you 4 to 7? Is you 4 to 7? But when that pedal hit the floor, can you keep it steady? Is you 4 to 7? Is you 4 to 7? But when you muddy, can you make it look ugly better? Is you 4 to 7? Is you 4 to 7? Look too good to be sitting in the driveway. Music turned up, feel the breeze on the highway. Do you like it sitting way up off the ground? Started from the bottom. Look at me now. You would have to break a Benjamin to turn these Michelins. Bandana down, hat on, time to get it in. Speakers in the back, hit hard when the bass drops. Chevy 04, put you pull off in the parking lot. Told him it was coming, don't say I didn't warn ya. Big body truck, looking like Transformers. Carolina Shine, I don't waste no time. Smoke in the air, trail left behind. Sip on the gas, heavy but fast. They know where I'm at. I got a question. Tell me one thing. 4 to 7.
What size you bag?
Hey, what you pull off in? When that work is heavy, is you 4 to 7? Is you 4 to 7? Put that lift kit on it. Woo. Now you ready? Is you 4 to 7?
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. Tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. It's another episode. I got two guests in here tonight. You know the usual suspect, Safi.
Yo, 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 what up, everybody?
Safi was good.
Same old, man. You know, man, another day, another dollar.
And we also got Carolina Two-Time Shine.
Let's get it.
What's going on, homie?
What's going on? How y'all feeling?
That song we just heard was by you. That shit was hard, bro.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Ford or Chevy.
Yeah, Ford or Chevy.
I wasn't expecting
that. Country shit.
Yeah, but that's dope because really, I'm a Chevy dude.
Right.
What you like better?
I lean with you.
You want some Chevy?
I rock with Chevy.
Yeah. What about you, Safi? Ford or Chevy?
Chevy.
Chevy riding. I used to have a Caprice.
That gave me rich boy vibes.
That was dope. I wasn't expecting that because, like, usually, and this is my honest, like, I'm not saying that just because you hear. Like, I rock with that because most of the time when people tell me they're doing like country rap, I was expecting something totally different.
Right.
Like, I was, you know, country rap just, I can't, who else was country rapping? Like, I can't even think. Like,
I mean, UGK.
No, but he's talking about like, he's like more on like, you got like a cowboy vibe.
Ryan Upchurch, I'd be like close. Like,
see, I never even heard who that is.
On the country talk, like Ryan Upchurch, I'd probably.
Yeah.
That'd be real close to like what's going on.
Now, that was dope. So how'd you come up with that?
Marketing.
Yeah.
Marketing is the, like.
That's smart because that can be on anything. Like, I can see that on NASCAR getting played.
Oh, definitely a commercial.
For sure. Yeah. That's dope. Who did the beat?
We had Ace the Beat Guy, ATG. Shout out.
Yeah?
Yes, that's a dope beat. Shout out Ace.
Yeah, we got to plug in his Instagram. We'll have it to get in contact with him, right, too. That was a dope beat. Where can they find you at?
Carolina Two-Time Shine. All social media platform, website, CarolinaTwoTimeShine.com. Make sure you go check that out. All new content. Make sure you go check that out for real. It's going crazy. We're gonna pipe up this year.
Yeah.
We're going to pipe up.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we were talking earlier, and y'all not even on any kind of digital streaming platforms, right? Because y'all trying to get everybody to come to the to the website.
Right. So it's basically trying to move a little bit different, but try to move smarter. So
yeah,
that's really where it's at.
And
direct
that thing
marketing.
Is, yeah, for sure. Direct marketing. And the thing about that is, like, when people put on their music or anything on Spotify, all that other stuff, it helps you get it out there faster. But if you have, like, if you could create a core fan base and they're coming straight to your website, then you start advertising, like, you get, you know, you can pitch all type of different things just for your website. Like, if you can get 100,000 views a month on your website, you can go to advertising companies like, look, these are my numbers, what y'all got for me?
Right.
Yeah.
Game.
Yeah. Safi, how you feeling this
business
song?
Game.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I was really trying to ask him, where are you from?
Morganton, North Carolina.
Okay.
Small
yeah,
city.
Yeah. Small city.
Small city.
What's that, like 45 minutes an hour?
Right.
How is Morganton?
Music-wise, or just as a city?
All together, yeah. Music. First, let's start as a city.
They titled like a retirement.
Oh yeah.
City, so it's like, you know,
like more old folks.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. It's not. where it's sap. It's yeah. more like where you chill out. And
yeah.
So either you get out or you better dominate.
Yeah.
So
how is it with trying to get the music out there, like to blow up?
It's easy to get a local buzz if you really trying to push something, if you're really pushing something. But like at the end yeah. of the day, you still can't get
yeah.
on just the local. You know what I'm saying?
So right, right, right.
Think about bigger. It's like, all right,
yeah,
appreciate the support, but I got to do something else too.
Yeah,
so, trying to branch out to different right, markets, right?
Right. Don't get lost in the sauce just because it's hot down there.
For sure.
Yeah, that's yeah. where it's at with that.
So like, are there any other artists out there like that are making a buzz or like?
We got one from Hickory that really, really took off. I feel like. In the rap game, so I mean, but Morgantown, no, we trying to.
You about to be the first,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I'm about to say you gonna make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Sci-fi, yo, man, I was just telling him how I got the had the Caprice. I love Chevys, bro. Yeah. Like, I also had a Ford too. I had a Ford Taurus. I hated that car.
Yeah, I had a Ford too. I ain't really, you know, I ain't really care for it. But that's I had a, you know, the
Crown,
the Caprice.
No,
the old box joint.
That's a Caprice. What I had? That's Chevy. You had the Crown, wasn't that a Crown?
Nah, said, it was a no.
You had a Ford
had,
or a Chevy?
Had
Crown.
Had, had,
it was nah, a Crown
we,
Vic.
Nah, we both had the old box Chevys, the old ones.
You oh, you had a Chevy.
Bubble. You had the bubble.
Oh, I thought you said you had a Ford. That's right. Because nah, I said nah, I had nah. a Ford Taurus.
I had a
said.
Ford before. My sister had a Ford Taurus. Like, I didn't really rock with.
Oh yeah.
And
you did have the Chevy Caprice. I'm
yeah,
tripping.
Yeah, yeah, because it used to be a taxi cab.
It, was it the gray one? It was gray or something,
yeah,
right?
It was Eagle it's cabs.
A, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So my
yeah,
uncle
I do
had
remember
an Eagle
that.
Cab. Ad had an Eagle cab, and the numbers was like
it was similar.
Like 1511 and 1530. We were like,
I have a picture. Me and Ad got a picture.
Had the sticker still
exactly.
On.
Me and Ad got a picture in high school. I think. Might have been like a senior in high school, and we took a picture in front of that. Yeah, I do remember that Chevy. Yeah, I'm tripping. Yeah. I thought you were saying you had a Ford. I'm like, nigga, there's no Caprice Fords.
Nah.
We
nah.
on the same page
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
yeah. I had
that
the
was
bubble.
A crazy. Little
My
time.
Pops had the box Chevy. He had the '88 or the '89, one of those.
I mean, I used to love that box. It was a tank, man. They don't build
Hell
them like
yeah.
that no more.
Then Debo ride around knocking over trash cans and shit.
We used to do a lot of things. Yeah, trash can. We used to hang out the window and like hit people.
Yeah, like when they
like
walk
driving,
slapping
people walking.
Them that's things not, are tanks.
Don't
though,
do
bro.
That ever.
Yeah, that's
first of all, it's dangerous. We
super dangerous.
Probably died.
But like, we were dumb, like car. Young. When you 17, 18, like just do stupid shit.
Yeah,
you get all your homeboys together.
We probably have to edit that part out.
Nah, I mean, like, yeah. It is what
it's,
it is.
They got to prove it. It's years, but you know,
Chevy and Ford is like we are not endorsing measures and shit after that shit. But that was not Carolina two-time shine, so y'all yeah. send that money to him. Yeah. You ever had a Ford or a Chevy?
I had a Crown Vic, but I mean, at the end of the day, from what I'm hearing, Chevy is...
Yeah.
If you're going to do something.
But the Crowns was dope, too, as long as you took care of them.
They look like police cars.
Yeah. Yeah. But one thing I do like about the Fords, I like their pickup trucks.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, like the F-150, like the... Don't they make, like, the Harley-Davidson ones and shit?
Yep.
Yeah, those are tough. And then in Morganton, I know everybody's in them pickup trucks,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Ford and Chevy, for sure. I think that's what led to it.
I rock with GMC, too. GMCs, the Denalis.
But like, when we're talking about that Ford and Chevy, when he's talking about that song, it feels like spokes and Daytons and...
Yeah. Big
you
rims
know,
and
candy,
all
candy, you know.
But
what
it could be,
saying?
It could be like don't
it
get it to
the
he,
other joints.
Yeah.
But when I hear that song, I'm
he could be talking about F-150s and Silverados
yeah,
also.
Yeah, that's all.
Because I see you got the cowboy boots and everything on too.
Yeah,
are they comfortable cowboy boots?
Yeah, I'm getting used to it for sure. Like,
Yeah,
you know, I had to step back in them. At first, I used to start with them, but then. Got out of them and then we back in them. So now we just breaking them back in.
That's how I'd be like,
is that how Morganton dresses normally?
Or just people depends what side of town you on?
Depends on where you at.
Yeah.
It just depends on where you at. You know, backwoods for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the city, they, you know, they try to suit it up like city.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. How you like Charlotte? You come here often?
I used to stay in Charlotte. When I graduated high school, I came out here.
Yeah.
And, I was here for a little bit, and then I came back to Morganton. But at the end of the day, it was a vibe, like for sure. It's a vibe, big city, obviously, but it's a vibe. There's a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, that's how you know how small Morganton is when you look at Charlotte like the big city.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people be saying it like...
It's all perspective.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Because then some people come from Atlanta or New York. I just played Charlotte small, but it's all perspective, though.
Yeah, this was Atlanta. It was Atlanta. This is Atlanta, though.
Yeah, yeah, to Morganton.
It's
yeah.
like, you going to Charlotte.
People go to Charlotte for the weekend?
Yeah.
yeah. What's the, do you know the population in Morganton? Mm.
Y'all, y'all got 60,000?
No, 16. It's something 16, small.
16,000?
I think it's
16. Let me look
it up. Something small. You know what I'm saying? Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Sure. So you know everybody in there? Small town.
Small
blues.
Town. Small town.
Just so you graduated.
Oh, damn, he's right. 16,000.
You graduated 16. Like 4. During, like, you went your whole life in Morganton?
Yeah, majority. Yes, sir.
And then okay, so you were elementary, yeah. middle.
All that.
They
all
know
that.
Your face when you all walk
that.
Around, man.
All that.
That's cool. Crazy. That's how, it's a lot of places like that, though. Like, you grow up in them small towns and everybody know everybody. Everybody know each other. Business.
Right, right.
So I used to do some videos with some of my homies in Lumberton.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Like that's a small little town, too.
Yeah. That could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, it depends. I feel like how you view yourself, kind of. Like, if you feel like everybody's saying, like, all right, this is who you are, then yeah. it's like, golly, you thinking that's what the world thinks. And then
right.
step out, nobody know you.
It's yeah.
like, oh.
That's true. Because yeah. once you leave your hometown, it's like, oh, damn. Like, nobody like, really knows.
Yeah. Rebrand. Is that scary, the comforts, leaving the comforts? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody know me, rock with my music. Like, is it ever scary? Like, try to, like, go somewhere else and branch out?
It's trying to, like, avoid the cap, really, in that small town. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you
avoid the what?
The cap. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, all right, you might just say you good just because they know you. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So it's like, you go out there and you go to the industry type, and it's like, they just being straight real with you. About yeah. it. You know what I'm saying? You got to do better on this. You got
to. Because they don't have to spare your feelings.
Yeah, so it's like.
So you need that then?
Hell yeah, I think you do.
It's like motivation, really. It's like, well, then it comes down to, if I'm this good and you knew me this long, where the support?
Yeah.
Where the financial support? Right, right. Promotion support.
Yeah. Well, where, from your hometown, basically?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, what the heck? If we all making money down here,
yeah.
And we, you know what I'm saying? You think you can change this?
But, you know, as a lot of times, artists or anybody, like, what you're doing, like, any type of entrepreneurship, like music, podcast, anything, you feel like your homies and your people that you know are supposed to be listening, sharing, promoting you, but it's like, that's not how it works, bro. Right.
They're usually the last people to come on.
Yeah. Right. They're right. usually the ones who be like, after you blow it, they're gonna be like, bro, that's my homie. Like, right. now they playing your shit. Now they asking you for pictures. You're like, bro, come on, man. I was with you this whole time.
Right, right. You could have been Sammy.
Yeah.
You could have been. Do you get that stigma still from, like, rapper stigma, even though it's cowboy rap? Like, do you still get, like, oh, he a rapper? Is this rap? You ever get that type of stigma still, or is it different because you do cowboy rap?
I see it as, like, as long as I represent exactly where I'm from,
right,
and it's on point, let me just represent this city the best way I can. Because
it's not a gimmick. That's really, like, who you are, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's where I'm at. You
know, and cool. I think that's the important part. Like, sometimes people can see right through a gimmick. Like, bro, this thing is not really like that. But, or sometimes, like, if it's real authentic.
Right.
Yeah, genuine matters, you know what I'm saying? Especially right. musically, too, like, you can't be talking about tractors and Fords and stuff like that, and you ain't never really right. did that. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what Bubba Sparks kind of, like,
yeah.
made people like, oh, cool, he talking about these country roads and these back town things, but he's saying it in his rap way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Expressing right. that now, true, genuine, you know what I mean?
How do you approach that when, because I'm sure now, because you're black and you're doing country music in a sense, like, you know, that comparison to Lil Nas X is going to be everywhere.
Right.
So how did, like...
Somebody's asked that before. They said, we was in Atlanta, and somebody said, are you like Nas X type rap? And I said, look, just hardcore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just hardcore, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's softer?
I just see it as, like, I just don't judge. Like, just hardcore country rap. You know what I'm saying? It's just... We just do it a little bit different where I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's where it's at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a mix of everything in my city. You know what I'm saying? It's just.
And being black, trying to break in the country, because before he came out as, you know, being gay and all that, like when he was just Old Town Road.
Right.
People were giving him a hard time. Like, they didn't want to accept him for the Country Music Awards. It was a lot of things that was going just because he's black and he was just. But.
Yeah. I mean, do you have ever. Anybody be like, oh, you ain't country, or you ain't like country music?
Not really, because it's just where I'm at. It's just like, that's, he really from here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nah, like, he
Yeah.
You really.
Because they know you there, yeah. So it's not like they don't have to question that.
Right, right. Yeah. So it's, I mean.
Yeah. So yeah, like they know that, oh yeah, he rapping about like what he know, like what he yeah. do.
Right.
Did you want any chase or anything with that?
No, you good, boss. Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, he straight whiskey. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's Henny. That yeah, cognac. Yeah. yeah. Oh yeah, you probably on that moonshine too. You drink fact, moonshine?
Fact, I figured fact, that. Yeah. What's your favorite man? My homeboy Merc, he be getting the best moonshine, but he be getting it from somebody up in the mountain area though. To be coming down from driving or whatnot.
Right.
That moonshine different, bro.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's just I guess just pin like.
Is anything. The flavor ones even that good? I just go with the straight clear, I heard.
I mean, I don't really do like the flavor. Like, just like,
oh, he a real drink.
White light. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the straight, like,
the straight fire. Really it, that really lightning.
It's straight. Like, I mean, because down there, like, it's that's all we had, really. I'm not going to say that's it, but like, that's all we was doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You go to work, you get off, like, it ain't no downtown's lit. Like, you,
yeah.
The club is the. Outskirts, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, just all kick it.
Yeah, everybody's pulling up, filling the yards up. Cops know exactly what's going on, but it's
also just you just got trucks, Chevys, and Fords in the parking lot.
Yeah, they want to come pull up and pop. They want to pop us, you know what I'm saying? They not. They gonna let it slide. It's like on some like Popcorn Sutton type. You know what I'm saying?
They
gonna turn
their
eye if they.
Oh, really? Popcorn Sutton. Yo, I saw a documentary. Popcorn Sutton. He was like this big old time like bootlegger, like one of the like.
Yeah,
yeah, one of the ill ones.
Because I didn't know what the hell he was talking about right
yeah,
now.
I saw.
He got into his country bag. I was like, "What?"
On that, bro. I saw it on Netflix. Matter of fact, bro.
What you want to touch on that? Who is it? Pause. What's his name?
Popcorn Sutton. Yeah, that's like, let's say like the plug for the moonshine. So like,
yeah, he was like the.
Where's he from?
Maggie Valley.
Where's
like,
that?
In that area, it's like that's North Carolina still, but I mean it's
like almost Tennessee, right?
Yeah, he was around.
He was
that
on
area.
That border. He was on that North Carolina Tennessee border. Bro.
Right,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And he used to be the plug, and like he used to like it was like in the '50s or sixties or something like that.
I ain't gonna say the year because I'm not accurate on that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But it was like back in the day. He used to have the whole North Carolina lit.
Right.
Yeah. And, do you know how to make moonshine?
No.
No, you like, just drink it. He said.
You got a plug on moonshine? We need to talk after this, bro. I need to get you a number, bro.
The views and opinions you hear are totally of the guest, not Mez Drinks and Chill.
I don't know about no bootlegging. Look at these niggas in here talking crazy.
Yeah, just talking about popcorn something and me not get something.
I need to know about him.
I know you got some good over there. Man, you know what I mean?
Popcorn Sutton. That's his real name, or that's like his bootlegging name.
That was his bootlegging. Oh, name. Popcorn Sutton.
Yeah, that's a tough name too.
They talk weird too. They talk like
right now when he was talking about. I had no idea what that sentence was that he just said. Because like,
I saw the documentary. That's because it was like greatest bootlegger of all time kind of title. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
bro, play that. And he was bro,
he was white. Dude, I'm guessing he got to be white to do that getting, back in
like,
the day.
He was like. Stashing like liquor all through the mountains and like having a steal and like in the woods and like you know it was wild like wild wild west type bro that boy right. was out there bro he was doing his thing
right. to look it up
that's crazy right.
So what's your drink of choice like other than moonshine
because
I think if you drink moonshine you could drink anything
like yeah I was like when I was like hard drinking, like Bacardi 151.
Oh, so you on that 151?
It was like hard Ooh. Drinking. Like, yeah, it wasn't ever light. It was like going to the bar.
How old are you?
29, 30 this year.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, so I mean, my turn up days, yeah. It was backwoods, like we, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't no light party. You know what I'm saying?
So you was campfires all day.
Yeah, bonfires, the barn lit, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's...
Man, I went to a party in Rowan County one time back in high school, bro. Like, because my homeboy was from there, and we went over there, and then we went to some barn.
Right.
And that was the best part of my life.
Bro, but like how you were saying, there's no city life as far as, like, going to the club.
Right.
That should be lit, though.
Yeah.
Right.
People be pulling up, like you said, people, like, pulling up, hopping out, more people coming. You're like, damn, this shit is, like, 40, 50 deep now. Right.
So y'all be on four-wheelers or dirt bikes, anything out there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's so, that country.
Like, motocross is big out there. We got Steel Creek. Steel Creek areas where they do, like, this big, like...
Well, like, jumping, like...
Just a lot of exhibition, like, tournaments, like, huge motocross. So, like, you got a lot of bikers in the area. So, it's like, when the party lit, like, all the bikers pulling up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they on the jump.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're like, it's crazy. There's a lot going on back there.
Man, we're about to come out there. We're going to do a show out there one day.
I mean, you got the people's out there for sure. They need entertainment.
Yeah, we gonna come out there and do a show in Morgan's.
Definitely, we got to do that.
We
got
to put that on our list, man. That's our type of after party right there.
Yeah, exactly.
We bring a bottle or two ourselves. Right. You know?
But I like the fact, like, because I think in spots like that, like, the cops, they know what's going on. Right.
That's a safe activity, technically.
And it's kind of like a controlled, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like organized chaos in a sense. Right. Like, as long as they know what y'all doing, where y'all at. Right.
And if something pop off, they know exactly where you at.
Yeah.
Right.
They're going straight.
Right. Yeah. And it's crazy. Yeah. It's so small. Like, so it's like the parties really depend on who it is. So it's like,
oh, the more you know somebody,
like, you know, you ain't gonna, oh yeah, you ain't gonna bring them problems to the house that know it's the house is fun and half the city, you
right?
know what I'm saying?
So it's like, oh yeah, yeah, you come in respecting certain places,
it's crazy, it's different for sure.
That's it's lit. Different. Morganton, I think you might be the first person I ever met from Morganton.
I think you're the first person. I've heard of Morganton before.
What's the closest big city to y'all, or like a bigger city?
I mean, Asheville, yeah, that would be going Asheville. The other way. But when it comes to, like, Charlotte, going to have to be. You know what I'm saying? Charlotte is.
Yeah, because there's nothing that way until you get here.
Yeah, you got
what highway you come down here?
So what now?
What highway you take down here?
Make sure I'm saying this right. What we take the one came down here? What you
take? You take the 305? I mean,
What'd you take?
The 321? Okay, okay. So you coming from Hickory down from Lenore down there. Okay.
So you pass Kings Mountain and all that property coming through here?
Yeah, he passes that, like, way down there.
Oh, so it's south?
Yeah, it's just different ways. Just depend on how you
want to be.
It's kind of southwest, south?
That makes sense. He like, man, we've been drinking.
Really? There's a lot of ways to get down here.
So how'd you come up with the name? Did you come up with the name Carolina two times, Sean?
Oh, it was a meeting, really. It was just like, all right, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And then, boom, this is it.
Oh, so you got a team.
Yeah, it was a blessing for sure. It's some great people that's playing a big part.
That's behind you. Yeah. I mean, they came together with you.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I see it. And it came with posters, all type of billboard ads and stuff.
Shout out Big South Music Management.
Yeah. I like the logo, too, man. Yeah, when y'all get that merch popping, definitely
appreciate it.
I can see that flowing.
I'm gonna follow you, man. I got some people in Charlotte. They be having shows.
I love performing.
I'm gonna shoot some information. Yeah, you were telling me how your best asset is right now.
Yeah, like, it's performance. I mean, literally backwoods. Like, we was at the Barnes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you was just spitting out there.
I was the only black kid out there. This is no.
Yo,
cap.
That's crazy.
No, so cap. You have
I'm
to make sure you put a show.
I'm the only black kid out there in the area I'm at partying, and it's like, oh, I start rapping, and to them, it's like.
Yeah.
Phones out.
Yeah.
So then I'm thinking, like, man, we can do something with this. And I'm in my mind, like, yo, this is. So then we start rapping, we start performing. I'm realizing.
Do anybody ever bring you out there to perform?
No, I mean, it's just where I was at, I was already connected with these people. So it was just like, to them, it's like, he rapped. So, hey, go check. Hey, come on. Like, he about to rap.
Right.
So it was like, that's how the buzz started. Yeah. And that's how the city started respecting.
Have you did your own show yet?
Correct. Yes, sir.
You have?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yes, sir.
Cause the thing is, a lot of times people like, I was telling all y'all when I did my first show, like, sometimes people wait for somebody to book them, and then like what I did, I was like, I'm gonna do my own show and I'm gonna fund everything myself. Like, and sometimes you got to take that leap of faith,
right?
Cause it pans out, like it shit pays off after a while. You'd be like, damn, like I did my own show. That shit, it's worth it. Like, put your money into yourself. Like, don't be afraid to go get a venue, even if only hits 100 people.
Right.
Promote your own self, make your own shows. You know, like, literally take your life into your own hands, bro. Right. Like, do not wait on other people, too.
Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
That's my word of advice. I don't know. What you think, Si?
Nah, you're definitely doing it right. You obviously got some good people around you, and, like, you got a core base. You should just do your thing and worry about the deals and all that stuff later once you feel you're at a place where you're ready to receive that. You know what I mean? Build it up to where it becomes a partnership, like we were talking before, and not like some loan. You know what I mean? So you got. Like, I'm feeling everything, dog. Like,
yeah,
you know
I fuck with
mean?
It.
My man over here rocking the bonfires, bro. Like,
yeah.
So you got more music coming up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We got some lined up, and
you just gonna put it all on the website.
Still putting the plan together, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Speak like, you know what I'm saying? It's we still growing and still learning, you know what I'm saying? But learning and growing at the same time.
So how's that being a new, like, all right, so you got the music, you know, that's what you've been doing that growing up. First of all, how'd you get into music when you was a kid? Were you in the church or you were just, You in the church?
Yeah, I grew up single parent home with my mother, and my dad was a pastor, and so like when.
Oh, you a pastor child?
Yeah, he pastored in Philly. So the thing is, when I moved down from Philly and stayed with my mom, you know, she's very religious. So at the end of the day, I knew I was, all right, music, I'm going to start doing that. And then you ain't rapping about this other stuff.
Oh, nah,
rap about this if you're going to do this.
But so. The crazy thing, the pastor's kids be bad as hell. Right. They be the worst kids.
Oh, yeah.
Were you, was that the same for you?
Went through the wild phase. Wow. Went through the wild phase. And you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I don't proclaim it because the city knew what was up with me. So, yeah. I mean, I done went through it. So now it's like, this is the mature version. This is the this is the best of me kind of coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's dope, man. Yo, everybody got
to
mature.
Oh, no, you got to go through it to come out of it.
Yeah, definitely learned and grew from it. But, yeah, church is where it started. And it was just it came to a point where it's like I knew I was stepping out of line.
Yeah.
I started stepping out of line of what I was rapping about.
Yeah.
And so I just had to take the initiative. I was like, listen, God, like, I'm going to have to get off this stage
because
I know what I'm doing.
Right.
So...
You can't be doing that and saying that.
My conscience was, I ain't gonna play that game.
Yeah.
So it was like, when I knew I started, okay, let me get off this platform.
So were you doing like gospel rap?
Correct. Yeah. That's how I started. That's literally how I started with the music. Cause I mean, that was the only platform I could do. So,
right.
I ain't gonna say
so that. So you kind of harnessed that. And then as you got into the world in Morganton.
Right. I just more inspirational now. More like, all right, motivational now. Like, so we're gonna have to use whatever the foundation was and figure out how to piece it together with what's going on now.
Do you pass out like flyers and put up posters of yourself throughout the city?
Yes, sir.
And go to surrounding cities and do the same thing, bro.
Yes, sir.
That literally grassroots marketing.
Yeah, and you got the karaoke circuit you got to hit up hard just because how you're, you know, the demographics you're trying to hit, you know what I mean? So that's something to really think about. Now, is it scary going from like, I'm doing the music, like, now I got to figure out how to do this in the business or learn this part of the business or contracts or da-da-da. Is it ever like, dang, I don't know how I'm going to do this or that? Or are you just, like, you know, working through it? Like, give me the idea of what you be thinking when you're trying to, like, push this.
I mean, kind of how I grew up and the people I was around, the fundamentals was already taught to me. Of how to actually just how to make money, how to flip it, thing was with me, how do I get this lottery hit off this music to trigger everything I already know about, you know what I'm saying? Working, that's cool, but I need that big hit. You know what I'm saying? I knew my talent. All right, this is it. All right, so how do we make sure I get this to hit so I can trigger everything else I already have been taught? You know what I'm saying?
Bro, this song right here, I swear, have you tried going to NASCAR?
Not yet.
Yeah,
bro, I'm telling you, I would walk into the NASCAR Hall of Fame somewhere.
How are you? I would do what J. Cole did to Rockefeller and just sit in front of the NASCAR and just be
and keep bothering to
listen to this bro, song.
This song right here, you even if they get you to perform one time in front of a race or bro, there's no way they're gonna turn this down.
But also, you heading the right way because I always say once an artist gets to like, all right, I know how to make music. Now it is about who I'm talking to.
Right.
And giving the people something for them to connect to and, like, being able to, like, target and say, yo, I'm talking about this because I know people rock with this and I know I can reach them. So, you know, it's just honing that craft is going to be important.
Yes, sir. Like,
so you in the studio all night, all day?
All night.
Yeah.
We do the night session. So
yeah.
Oh, you got like a few people in there. You by yourself? What's the?
You the manager and the producer.
Yeah,
that's how we cut it.
Oh, so it's
that's 3-0. The best way.
Yeah, it's a like simple.
Cut
small.
Off all the fat. I mean, but then again, some people they work different. Like there's some people who got to have the whole crew in the room.
I know a few people like that. Like they had to be like 6 deep, rolling up, drinking.
And then there's some people who be like, I don't want nobody in there besides the producer or the engineer. Excuse me, the engineer and then themselves and then like everybody else.
I'm literally in a session with my homie Black Linen. Like it's just me and him. This is like our third album.
Yeah,
getting into the third one, and like that's how he does it. And he just and it's like peaceful. He be having like. Smells and like vibes, you know.
Yeah,
because some people need a different atmosphere. So it's just you and the other two just going at it.
Right. Just you know, what I'm saying, just hey, try this.
Yeah.
All right.
Because sometimes you get into your zone when it's just you and the engineer. But if you got a whole room full of people, it's like I want to try something different because it's a bunch of people in here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But yeah, once you find your element.
So you got your craft work. You just all night rocking out. So at the end of the day, what's the next venture you trying to like see yourself doing? Like you got shows in the summers or something like you want to get on a tour? Is there like something y'all kind of like targeting? What's the idea next?
A tour artist,
yeah. That's where the money's at, is touring.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you could sign to somebody, who would you want to sign to?
Like, who's big in country rap that's like, oh, yeah, they're going to do you right?
Or even a record label or an artist.
Or individual.
Or would you just rather do it yourself with your team?
If I sign with anybody, I believe, like, personally, my father, if I sign with anybody, probably, like, honestly, like Ace Hood.
Ace Hood. Wow. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Ace Why Hood. So?
The energy and the just decisions he's made in his life, I relate to. Yeah. And in Backwoods, Ace Hood is that's.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, he rock heavy.
Oh, Backwoods, they like Have Mercy. Like they on that. Yes. Ace, you know what I'm saying? I've noticed like Ace.
He does touch a little because he is a country boy. Like he from Florida, right?
Yeah.
But Florida like kind of backwood country in some places.
Yeah, because when people think Florida, they just think Miami.
Yeah, they always like, think like bro, the cities, Miami or Orlando, but like there's a lot of like swamps,
bro. There's places you don't want to get caught.
Nah, yeah. There's a certain towns you might want to
skip. Yeah, for sure.
I just believe Ace is from you know what I'm saying, just learning, like, studying, like just watching, like he's been through the game, he knows the game, but at the end of the day, his knowledge, knowledge of what can happen and what might not need to happen.
Well, he definitely got the understanding of the game. He been in it for a minute.
Hell man. Yeah.
Yeah, he a veteran. And he's super on that independent tip.
Yeah, like, I see, what was that? Heavy. Like, I think one of his plaques, his wifey bought him. Because, you know, sometimes you wait for your label to get you, because a lot of that, them plaques, the label just like giving them to him. Like,
and it was a crazy number, like 10 million streams.
I don't remember how many streams it was.
It was a crazy number. I was like, yo, bro, I respect, because I wouldn't have.
Was it that many streams?
It was a number that was like, you know when the media has their people, like Ace Hood gets a little side clip, but like he got a really good following and people.
And he got a decent catalog, right?
Yeah, great catalog. Yeah. Oh man, his first album.
Bro, like Bugatti was his song, right? I woke up in that. Hustle Hard.
Right.
That was my shit. Hustle Hard. Now he definitely got some shit. Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. I wasn't expecting you to say
it. Was he on the remix of All I Do Is Win, or was he on?
I mean, he was signing Khaled, so I don't know how that went wrong, but anyway. But then, I wasn't
Khaled
expecting
really be focusing on himself. But.
Yeah, that's possible. But yeah, I definitely wasn't expecting you to say Ace.
Yeah, he's a favorite artist for sure, but at the end of the day, like.
Who's your top five rappers?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Right now, because it could change. Because, you know, sometimes people be like, yeah, I know I said that 2 weeks ago. Now I like somebody else. Or like, shit, my top five 10 years ago is different than what it is today.
Right.
My phone always fluctuates.
Yeah.
Lil Baby for sure.
That's number one?
Lil Baby. Baby for sure.
All right. Is this in order or just no particular order? Just five? Name, all right. Yeah. Lil Baby, DaBaby.
Lecrae.
He's a gospel rapper, right?
Crit.
Huh?
Crit, yes, sir.
Oh, I thought he said Crit, like Big Crit. No, yeah. But you're saying correct. See, their accent is different. Yeah, even though it's only a couple, like an hour away, the accent is different in Charlotte.
For sure.
We're going to say, I like Bow Wow for sure.
Bow Wow.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, not just because of me, just, he's the reason why I started rapping on that side note.
Oh, that is your era.
Yeah.
How old is Bow Wow now? Probably like
32, 30?
Something. He's like in his mid-30s, early 30s. Yeah. So you were younger. Yeah, right. That makes sense.
You know what? I could look that up because I don't want to kill Bow Wow like that.
But that's crazy. Like, you never hear that. That list is, age definitely makes a difference. All right, so you got four. You said Lil Baby, DaBaby.
I ain't gonna name Ace because he's already, you know what I'm saying? Let me put someone else on there.
So you said Lil Baby, DaBaby, Lecrae, and
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
Who's 34 years old?
34 years old, Lil Bow Wow. He's not Lil Bow Wow no more. He's Shad Moss.
Shad Moss. He really prefers that.
Yeah.
His acting game is, man, I ain't going front, man.
He's a legend. He just.
People try to like He was on a...
Hold on. Go ahead. I want to get to that, too.
That's, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I was going to that after this.
Big Boogie.
Who?
Big Boogie.
Who's Big Boogie? Where is he from?
Big Boogie. CMG? You on the CMG?
CMG?
Yeah, he with them.
Gotti in him?
Yeah, yeah. Big Boogie.
Oh, he's an artist under Gotti?
Yeah, yeah. Big Boogie.
So I'm going to have to look him up.
You about to put me on. I'm about to...
Pop out? Pop out. And voices, for sure. Big Boogie.
I'm going to have to look that up. But yeah, when you mentioned Shad Maw, Bow Wow, it made me think of, somebody put out a list recently of like the top five corniest, I think like black entertainers or some shit. And they had Will Smith.
Exactly. I was saying
Wayne that. Brady.
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover was on there?
Mm-hmm.
So Will Smith, Bow Wow, Donald Glover.
Wayne Brady. Somebody else.
Nick Cannon.
Think Drake was on there.
Yeah, Drake was on there. Drake was on there.
But he went crazy on Twitter.
Bow Wow?
Crazy.
Yeah.
He did this whole list like, yo, what is wrong with y'all? Like, I want to be on that list. If that's the corny list.
Because he was like, what makes like, me a real, like, what's not corny is dudes doing drugs, killing people, you know, not doing shit for their community. Got 50 people with him. He's like, if this is what makes me corny, I'd rather be over here. Yeah. But I ain't going to lie. The reason why people started calling Bow Wow corny is not because he's not a street rapper. It's some of his antics that he was doing.
Really when people try to front. But I also think like a lot of those people are genuine people. So I don't, the list was weird because it wasn't like
I like Wayne Brady. The thing is too.
But I think like Wayne Brady is Wayne Brady. He's not trying to like pretend to be somebody else. Like Shad Maw sometimes does the whole.
The plane shit.
Thing, he does stuff like that. That's what makes you.
When he was in front of a bunch of kids and he was acting like they don't even know it's me. It's like, nigga.
And I can see why Nick Cannon is kind of considered corny because he's a comedian. So he kind of like plays that up.
Yeah.
So I can see.
But the thing is, too.
But Donald Glover is like, well, how is he corny?
I don't look at Donald Glover as corny. But the thing is, too, like, corny isn't based on what you're rapping about. I don't know, like, to me, there's, like, J. Cole isn't a street rapper, but I don't look at him as corny. Kendrick Lamar ain't no street rapper, but he's not corny. Yeah. He's not out here talking about popping pills and killing niggas. Like
Aminé is a rapper. And yeah. He doesn't talk about.
Corny is just who you are as a person. Like, so.
I thought it was more like your actions and how you do. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. That's who you are as a person. Like, your actions are who you are. Yeah. Like.
We are what we do.
Yeah. So, Nick Cannon, like, I'm a gigolo. I hated that fucking song. Like. He did a lot of corny shit. But
I actually like the song. I'm not gonna
really?
Lie.
I hated
it's not
that
a
song.
Whack song.
I hated that song.
It was corny. The song was
corny.
And
then R. Kelly wore the fucking the song Robin Hood mask or whatever that shit was. Remember he used to wear that stupid mask?
Who?
R. Kelly.
Yeah. I mean.
That video was just so terrible.
This Nick Cannon. He can't. He was on the label with him. What's he going to do? Tell R.
Kelly. No, you're not going to tell R. Kelly to take your mask off. I'm not doing a video.
Yeah. Like.
But.
At the end of the day, what I'm saying, it was a good song. Now, was it like cool per se?
I don't know about that. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, because something could be a good song.
Oh yeah, though. It's a hit.
It's a hit.
Yeah,
it was just like.
But
weird.
I just don't like because me and my mans was having that conversation. We was in a group chat and Drake's "I'm Too Sexy."
Yeah,
I hate that fucking song. It's not
that good of a song to me.
It's a hit.
It's a hit though.
When it comes on in the that's my point. I cannot like a song. And recognize that it's a hit.
Yeah.
Like somebody, like we were having an argument with that, and he was like, "Is it a hit or not?" I'm like, "Yes." He was like, "So how is it a bad song?" I'm like, "My nigga, it could be something I hate, but I can understand it's a hit." Does that make sense to you, bro?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it hits where it's supposed to hit, and the vibe is there. It's just to me very like lazy and just
if somebody simple. Wrote a song and gave you a hit like that, but you in your heart knew it was corny, would you record it and put it out? If you knew it would take you there?
You better.
I'm about to say, on some real shit, I would. I might just because of what it would do. But then again, it's like, you don't want to be pigeonholed to that. I mean, I guess I would do that shit. Fuck it, why not?
I mean, what about Duvall? Like, Duvall's
joking, though. Like, I don't take Duvall as like a...
But he's singing serious songs, recording them seriously.
No, he is. Yeah. But, like, I think when you come out as a joke... Like, when you coming out saying, like...
Is it a joke?
Hell yes, it's a joke.
Is he having fun?
He's having fun. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's fun music, and he's a comedian.
The music is good. I don't think he's, like, making... It's not, like, Weird Al Yankovic music.
But see, even Weird Al Yankovic, I used to like them songs growing up because I'm like, he's joking.
He's fat.
Yeah, exactly. He was doing Michael...
It would probably be a problematic song now.
Now, yeah, for sure. It definitely cancels
I just think it's not a... I think we consider it like Duval's a funny, corny, like joking
he's
person.
He's not corny.
Not corny, but like he's a very like funny, goofy person.
Yeah.
So we assume the song, but I'm living my best life. That's a great song,
it's a
bro.
Great
that's
song.
That's vibe.
That's
right
a hit.
There. Like,
but
even
not,
though he's like being his funny, like
yeah.
comedic self, it's still a good but song though.
It's
like,
I love that song
love
just because
song.
Of who he is. I think sometimes a song has to fit the person. Like you
right
ever seen
there.
like Quentin
gels.
Miller, right? When Quentin Miller had the song out that he was doing for Drake. When it came from him, even though it's a reference, so you're not
it
really
was,
putting.
It was cool.
But the thing is, like when you're doing a reference track, you're not really putting all your emphasis and like you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not rapping it with all
even
your heart.
If he was rapping like that.
I still don't want to hear it from Quentin Miller. But when right. Drake does it, it's like, oh, I love this song.
And that's why you can have writers.
Yeah. Would you? Are you cool with having a writer?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So you would. Oh, yeah.
Are you looking for writers?
Oh yeah. We trying to expand.
You know, Sci-Fi does beats and stuff too.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. All I got right, some yeah, stuff yeah, to probably fit your bill.
For sure, you need to check his beats out. Yeah,
yeah. I'm going to get your contact info just because,
gotcha.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I'm already like rocking with you, everything you're doing, and then musically I'm kind of doing some stuff that like, lines.
And anything you need from me, bro, like I fuck with your people, so you got my, we'll exchange numbers, so you know what I mean, Instagram, exactly. All that. Anything you need from me, whenever you come to the city, you need somebody to pull up with you, do anything, hit my line.
Appreciate
we gonna
it.
Do a for show sure. in Morganton, bro.
Yeah.
Let's get
it. Gonna
get
lit. You gonna
Let's
be the opening act.
Backwoods.
Yeah.
Backwoods.
I wanna come drink some moonshine in Morganton.
I'm gonna listen to Big Boogie, too. That seems like an interesting
music
selection.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check that out, man. Safa, you got anything else you wanna touch on?
Also, like, what's the end goal? Like, are you looking for Grammys? You trying to get on the radio? I know you said you want a tour, but like, what are you trying to get this music to take you?
Where I'm trying to get this music to take me.
And it could be, or let's just yeah.
Like, what are you trying to vision? Like, where do you want to go with all this? Like music.
I would like to personally go back. Round up the backwoods talent that I've witnessed that had the talent, had the energy.
But just didn't have the spotlight.
Had a budget.
Oh,
didn't have the budget.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of cats that I've came across and I've met in my city, outside the city, that they got it.
And as a matter of fact, I know a lot of times when artists get the chance to get on podcasts or anything like that, they don't shout out some of the people from back home that you should shout out. And, you know, this would be a good time to shout out anybody whose music people should check out or up and coming artists.
Right, right. So big shout out to FDW Bebe. Shout out.
All right.
Dukesta. Shout out. Heart So Zoe. Shout out.
Yeah.
And it's many more, but definitely these guys.
So you're trying to do like some D12, Eminem, Kick the Door In, bring your whole crew. That's like what you're. The fundamentals.
That's just one of the goals, though. It's probably not your main, like your only goal. I'm sure you got plenty of goals.
I want to get like investments, like stocks, like stuff like that. Like,
you into investing?
Yeah, I want to get more into that. Just
you in the crypto game yet?
No, sir.
Oh, you got to get on.
Check
into
that.
You got to get in
there. NFTs and all that. I know Sci-Fi big on the NFT shit.
Yeah. I just bought an NFT Teddy Bear Squad. They're about to turn their NFT now into a game, and they've got merchandise dropping soon, and it's a money system going on with when you hold the bear. So it's like it's almost owning like a little business that's running on its own, doing its own thing, you know. So and that's what investment is, right? So you want to take your money and let it work for you. So.
I mean, just really like how I've seen it. It's like in my city, I study like Warren Buffett, so it's like just do what you know.
Yeah,
and Morganton is something I know. So it's like the money I know is there. The people I know who got money is there. The thing is, I got to match them. So it's like, it's not really like I got to go out and find opportunities. I just got to come back home with money.
Yeah.
And that itself going to take care of enough. But at the end of the day,
I already know. And like real shit, set a foundation in Morganton.
Yes,
like whether it's real estate, whether it's a studio, something to where, you know, they could be like, that was Carolina two-time shine that did this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's where it's at, really.
You have your own recording studio in Morganton?
That's a goal.
That's a goal.
Yeah. That's a goal.
Yeah.
Where could they find you at?
Social media, Carolina two-time shine, everything.
Straight like that.
What's the website?
Carolina two-time shine.com.
Carolina two-time shine.
All across the board, And they can hit you up for merch, or you have the merch out yet, or?
You go to CarolinaTwoTimeShine.com for the merch.
Or straight across the board.
Carolina Two-Time Shine, bro, that's, y'all solid with the picks.
What does the name stand for? Carolina Two-Time Shine.
Carolina Two-Time Shine. Carolina Shine, obviously, is, that's that energy from that shine.
Yeah.
The two times, we coming back twice as hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So double up.
And I like how y'all was explaining it to outside two times for North and South Carolina.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. So you done been down in, there's some backwoods in South Carolina,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, we didn't touch down in South Carolina. So yeah, just trying to build a foundation.
That's what's up, man.
You working out here, man.
Sweet. Hey, prayers up, because we're gonna keep going.
When's the, is there another show coming? What's the next show? Next
March,
place?
March 24th, we're gonna touch down in Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
Okay, ATL, what's popping in ATL?
We're gonna touch down Tampa Mystic, sure. Yeah, Industry Most Wanted, that platform, that area. So
yeah.
We're gonna bring the energy down there, and we're gonna bring the shine down there. We're gonna have a good time.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Definitely appreciate you pulling up, man.
I appreciate y'all.
You know, anything you need from us, man, you can reach out. You definitely gotta check out some of his beats. You never know.
We're gonna link up, man. We wanna see you win, man. So we gonna
We all win. That's how it is.
For sure. For sure. We're going to lead us out with the same song. It's called Ford or Chevy, right?
Let's get it.
Carolina Two-Time Shine.
Pedal hit the flow. Can you keep it steady? Is you 4-7? Is you 4-7? But when you mudding, can you make it look ugly better? Is you 4-7? Is you 4-7? What you like to pull up in? Pull up in the seat then. Do you like the dark tent? Windows like the president? You got them saying when you pull up in your residence. Do you like the feet covers or you like that leather scent? What color lights do you like for the underglow? Weekend, race down the stretch, ready, set, go. What you sliding in when you put them tires on the snow? Chevy 04, F-150 Silverado. Do you like your wheels big? On a 4x4. Which one hard at work better? It's your 4-7. Put that lift kit on it. Woo. Now you ready. It's your 4-7. It's your 4-7. But when that pedal hit the floor, can you keep it steady? It's your 4-7. It's your 4-7. But when you muddy, can you make it look ugly better? It's your 4-7. It's your 4-7.
Chevy, 4-7, 4-7, 4-7.